It's time for Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Laker Hockey Talk is brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. And now with Laker Hockey Talk, here's the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, on ESPN 1400.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the latest edition of Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford along with Damon Whitten. And Damon, the head coach of the Lakers, you got your hands full again this weekend. There's never a weekend off in college hockey, but Ferris State will give you a different look than what you've had. This team off to a 2-6 start, six straight losses against really good competition. Denver in the Sioux, and then on the road at Michigan and Notre Dame. That's about as tough as you can get to get started. And we got to turn it around here, but we don't really need to turn much around. This team's played pretty well. We just need to play the kind of hockey that'll beat Ferris State this weekend.
Yeah, and it's been a challenging start, no question about it. We knew it would be a daunting task to play that schedule, and but we're disappointed where we are. We needed to find a couple wins in there, and you and I have talked the last few weeks that a lot of it's going to come down to being harder to play against and being better defensively, shoring things up, in all areas. It's not just on goaltending, it's not just on our decor, it's a team mindset, it's a coaching mindset. I've got to do a better job having our guys playing the right way, keeping pucks out of the back of our net. And certainly, when you play Denver and Notre Dame and teams like that, they can capitalize on, any miscues and small miscues. And we saw some of that. But we're going to have to be way better defensively moving forward. But a lot of excitement to launch WCHA play. We kind of talked to our players Saturday post-game there at Notre Dame that, all of our goals are still ahead of us. Yes, we're frustrated. Yes, we're disappointed in the results. There's been a lot of good performances, a lot of good things about this team, and we really like this team. But our goals are right here in front of us. It starts Friday night, working on home ice, working on getting, a good spot in the standings to get that home ice, to get back to the tournament. And, that's our focus, is having a really good 60 minutes Friday night, starting WCHA playoff with a big win.
Yeah, the Lakers have played 8 games now, 2-6 on the season. This Ferris State team has played 5 games, and it's 2-3 at this point. And they're going to come into this game on Friday night minus one of their best hockey players. Lucas Finner has been suspended for the Friday night game. He'll be back in the lineup on Saturday. He's their leading goal scorer right now with 3. But took a DQ penalty on Saturday at home against Northern Michigan, so he's out. They still have some good players. Cole Norris is very good. They've got some others, Moyles, Lutz, some good names there. And Nate Callen was Defenseman of the Week in the league this past weekend. He had 3 goals against Northern Michigan at home. They'll present a lot of different looks than Notre Dame or Michigan or Denver, but they'll be tough. They'll play hard.
It is, and again, anytime you get in league play, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It's a challenging game. They've been our travel partner since the league shake up there, so we see them 4 times every year. Certainly enough time to get the feud going and some bad blood between the schools. And so it is. It's a healthy rivalry. It's a fierce rivalry. A lot of respect for Coach Daniels and the things he's done. Losing Finner has been one of their most key players early on, and that's a big loss for them. But it will be a little bit different feel. They've got good size up front. We haven't seen a ton of that. They play a very heavy, tenacious game, and again, we haven't seen that. We've been in some track meets trying to get up and down the ice with Denver and Michigan, things like that. Maybe Notre Dame, coming off that prepares you a little bit more with their structure and their heaviness. I thought that Notre Dame decor with 4 draft picks was just outstanding, and they make it really hard to generate good scoring chances, score goals, and Ferris will do a little bit of that with their size, with their strength, their tenacity. And so yeah, it will have a little bit different feel to it, but it's going to be just as hard or harder than any game we've played to this point with those critical points on the line.
This Ferris State team's not that far. It wasn't that long ago they were in the Final Four. They had a really good team for a few years there. Bob Daniels knows how to coach. He's been at this. I think this is his 29th year. He's got ex-Laker Drew Famulak as one of his assistants, and Drew's been with him for 28 years. Mark Kaufman's been around for more than 20 years. That continuity they have in that coaching staff, they get along well, they're good buddies, they understand what they're doing. that makes them formidable right there. They don't have to have all the top talent. They can get a lot done with coaching.
Yeah, that continuity, you know, can be a really key piece. And we talked about that last week with Coach Jackson and his staff as well. There's another staff that's been together a long time. And, you know, this Ferris State staff might be the longest in the country with all three of guys together. So a very good staff. And like you said, you know, they're a couple of years removed from a Frozen Four. And certainly, you know, what they felt was a disappointing year last year, they're coming off that. So they're trying to right that and get back to that NCAA level there. And again, you know, being at home, it's got to be important that we get off to a good start. You know, we haven't led in many games. We did get the lead Saturday night, you know, but we've got to be really good to start. We've got to make sure we set the tempo, we set the tone, you know, do the things we've done well early on here, and our top players have to produce. Not only that, but no passengers. You know, I don't think we've had a night or a full weekend that we've had everybody playing. You know, we've had a position group off or a couple individuals off here or there. You know, that's on me to get the right guys on the ice and everybody prepared to play. And so we're working our way trying to establish that 20-man playing group that's going to get it done for us.
You know, we've gotten some really good play this year out of a lot of our forwards. We moved the puck really well, even against really good teams like Denver and Notre Dame and Michigan. At times, we look like we're just as good as them in every respect. I think Max Humitz has had a great start to the season. Colin Sackleman had a couple of goals on Saturday night at Notre Dame. Some of our other forwards, I think Calder's been really good. Hampus Erickson's been outstanding. His work ethic's been just second to none. We have a lot of players who are playing really well, and we got a great shift or 10 out of that line of Manns, Muka, and Ambrosio in the third period at Notre Dame. Outshot them 12-5 in that period, and for the game we wound up pretty darn close to them in every statistical category. But you know, we're starting to find it offensively. I think the key now is, as you said a few minutes ago, keep the puck out of our net, whether that be goaltending, defensive play, forwards coming back and helping out, stick on stick, all that sort of coaching talk that means victory.
Yeah, you know, and that was a big question, as you know, you had on your mind and you heard from fans, is how are we going to score this year? And you know, not only have some individuals played really well, but we've gotten good contributions throughout the lineup. We've got a lot of guys that have contributed, you know, a goal or two, and a couple of guys, as you mentioned, like Max, Ashton, Hampus, Yuki, some other guys are contributing at a high level, and so that's been good to see. The defensemen continue to contribute offensively, but yeah, that really is the key. I thought against Denver, our rush defense was not as good as it needed to be, and that was a combination of our defensemen having us organized, playing with proper gap, our forwards making the proper reads and tying up their guys. Again, wasn't on one position group. And then this past weekend, we gave up a faceoff goal once each night. We're showing some of our youth, you know, in those key areas that way. But you know, faceoffs should be easy, you know, and that goes to coaching. So we're continuing to spend time on our faceoff assignments and getting better on that side of as well. But you know, you can't be giving up faceoff goals and winning hockey games. So that's the key. You know, we've got to get that part. We've got to find the right guys willing to play 200 feet, clamp down defensively, and you know, we don't need to score six to win. It should be, you know, 2-3 goals should be enough to win. So defensively is where we got to get it done.
Goaltending battle this weekend. You'll have Ronnie Salmenkangas, the sophomore out of Finland for Ferris State. He was really good last year. He's kind of struggled a little bit out of the gate this year. Carter McPhail's played a couple of games for Ferris State, or in a couple of games for them. He's a newcomer, just a freshman. Lakers have gone with Merrick's Mittens, except for last game when Roman Bengert, the junior, came in and really did a great job on Saturday night. And it gives you, as a coach, options now. You know Roman Bengert can play. If you can play at Notre Dame, you can play anywhere.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, I know Salmenkangas we saw quite a bit last year, so we've got a good book on him. You know, McPhail is coming off a really good junior career, a very capable goaltender. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, we anticipate Salmenkangas getting the nod on Friday, but we'll see what happens there. And then we'll be prepared for both sides of it with McPhail being on film here a little bit in the NCAA. And, you know, from our point of view, like you said, you know, the part of that that improved defense is going to be with our goaltending. You know, I'm not sure either guy beyond maybe Friday night there, you know, have given up poor goals. I thought Mitz early on, you know, didn't have a lot of chance and opportunities. It was those backdoor tap-ins. It was the rush breakdowns, you know, and then Roman playing, like you said, even going to Notre Dame and put out a performance like that, you can play anywhere, which is good for us to learn about Roman. I know he's been very patient and over-patient waiting to get in there. And now that we've got a little sampling there, you know, he'll get back sooner than and later. His first period, he was outstanding. The first 5-6 minutes, I think we had two penalty kills early on. We took three penalties in a row in the first period. Call's debatable, but it was what it was. We had to be good in a kill. Obviously made kind of a top 10 sports center type save on that as well. But 4 or 5 grade A saves. Kept it 0-0. We went down, made it 1-0 on Sockerman's goal, and then we had 4 or 5 grade A's in a way where, you know, maybe that's the difference in the game. If we score on 1 or 2 of those, we're up 2-0, 3-0. That might be enough, to get that victory there. But I thought Roman played really well, especially early on, and it was good to see him go in those circumstances and play the way he did.
You know, injuries have played a little bit of a role. You're missing Braden Gelsinger. That's a big loss in the lineup because he's a senior. He's probably the fastest player on this team skating-wise. And it's just horrible to lose him. It's horrible for him more than it is for the team even. But he's a big part of this team. The guys all respect him. He went on the trip to Notre Dame. He's not going to be able to make other trips because of the quota that you've got to have. You can't take somebody who can't play with you on the road trip. So good opportunity to see him down at Notre Dame. He's getting around a little bit better. It could be that he'll be able to play before this season's over. I would imagine he'd want to because he is a senior. He's got to be up there 24 years old by now, and I don't know if he wants to redshirt and come back play another year of college hockey. That is an option that he has.
Sure, and that's part of the process we're kind of working on, but he's a big loss. You know, he's a senior, he's played a lot of hockey. It seems like he's had three of his first years, he had 1 or 2 injuries. He missed some games early on, but nothing this significant. But certainly he was a guy expected to be, you know, top line, top 6 forward, power play penalty kill. Him and Anthony Nellis were some of our best penalty killers last year. He's been a power play guy. So it created a hole in the lineup, and that's unfortunate for the team, and certainly, you know, pretty devastating for Braden, who's done a good job through this injury. But it's also opportunity for other guys, and so I think a guy like Yuki Miura, you know, he stepped up and, you know, done a tremendous job early on. Alex Ambrosio is playing really well. It's given an opportunity for Louis Bidon, Dustin Manns, as freshmen to come in and play. So it's part of our sport and part of what we have to deal with, and we'd love to add Braden back in, but we'll continue to monitor his progress. And that red shirt is a potential, is an opportunity there. A lot of it will depend on, you know, when he can get cleared to come back. But he is making progress, and he's staying positive, upbeat. And we'll know more, you know, another month or so or a month and a half in terms of what that process is going to look like for Braden.
Okay, we're talking Laker hockey. It's Laker Hockey Talk here on ESPN 1400. We're going to take a break in the show, and we'll be back, talk more about Ferris State and the Lakers going at it this Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock. Both games at Able Arena. Get out and support the Lakers, and we'll be right back with more on ESPN 1400.
Everybody knows that H&R Block is the premier tax preparation group in the nation, but did you know that H&R Block offers year-round bookkeeping and business services that will help your small business cut costs, make profits, and streamline the business end of operations? From payroll and bookkeeping to expert tax prep and advice, see the friendly folks at H&R Block on I-75 Business Spur in the Michigan Sioux. Call 635-5970. Put H&R Block to work on your small business. You'll be glad you did. H&R Block wishes the Hockey Lakers success.
Hi, this is Scott from Parker Ace Hardware. At Ace, we make painting a simple pleasure. Ask one of our friendly, knowledgeable Ace associates about our Ace Royal Paint, a high-quality paint at a price you'll love. You'll find Ace Royal Paint starting at an everyday low price of just $19.99 a gallon. It's another reason why, from a simple start to a fabulous finish, Parker Ace can help make your next painting project perfect. Parker Ace, the helpful place. Stop by Parker Ace Hardware. We're looking forward to serving you real soon.
Stop by Parker Ace Hardware at 819 Ashman, downtown Sioux, Michigan.
And now back to Coach Witten and Bill Crawford for more Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400.
Welcome back to Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford, Damon Witten talking Laker hockey this morning. Ferris State coming in this weekend. We always use this program as a preview of who we're going to play against. Let's talk a little bit more about the Bulldogs, what they present. They'll be a lot different team than Denver or, say, even Michigan with the high-end stick skills, etc. They'll be a team that'll be heavy, play hard. They play hard-nosed hockey. They'll get right in your face. You're going to have to be, as Mickey Redmond says, no place for a nervous person this weekend.
That's right. Yeah, it is. It's a very tenacious team, and that's been their identity for a long time. You know, you can go back to the Kunitzes, the Mayhews, you know, some high-end guys, and they maybe lack that a little bit, but I think that what I like about Moyes and Cole Norris and, you know, Finner, they all shoot the puck really well. Nate Callen had a big weekend in the back end. So they do a really good job recruiting shooters, you know, guys who have good stick skills and can score. So with their size up front, you know, they really like to hang on to pucks in the offensive zone, be hard and heavy to play against, and then they get a lot of pucks to the net, like much like Notre Dame did on Friday night with funnels and forcing things to the net. So well, our D zone coverage is going to have to be on point. You know, defensively, they're very quick to outnumber and surround you. So again, a lot of tenacity. There's got to be some patience to your game because you don't get a lot of opportunities early on against them because of the way they do outnumber in their own zone. And so, you know, having the ability to win a puck battle and switch sides of the ice and be a little bit patient with your offensive zone is really critical. So it's going to be a real chess match and a good game. And I think, you know, our guys are really excited to be back home. I know we're only on the road 2 weeks, but it seems like it's been a long time since we've played here. And I think there's a lot of excitement to come back to Taffy Able. And, you know, we want to encourage our fans to get out there and come to games coming off Halloween. There's nothing better, you know, get all that sugar out of your system, come scream your head off in Taffy Able here Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday nights, Lakers take on Ferris State. The Bulldogs have a Sioux kid in their lineup this year, too. They got Brendan McLaren, who played up in Fairbanks last year in the NAHL. I think he was in Janesville before that.
Correct.
But this is a young man. He's got pretty good size, about 5'11", 180 pounds. He has not played yet that I know of, but I'll be surprised if Bob Daniels doesn't play him in Sault Ste. Marie.
Well, I think he's got one game in, and maybe it was the exhibition. I'm not sure, but he's played one. And I mean, Brendan's a guy that's around the summer with us. He's actually helped us with our hockey schools. Tremendous mm-hmm. kid, you know, and we were a little bit surprised when it happened. We thought we'd have maybe a little bit more time to keep assessing, but he fits their mold a little bit. He's got a really good stick. He's a smart hockey player and a headsy hockey player. So it'll be nice to welcome Brendan back to Sault Ste. Marie. I'm sure a weekend he's had circled on his calendar for quite a while there. Obviously, Denver Pierce the last couple of years came back with Northern Michigan. So it's you know, I love seeing our local kids. I like to keep them home and make sure they're playing for the Lakers. You know, it's really important to our program and to our community that we develop hockey players that can play Division I hockey. And so it's great to see Brendan, down at Ferris State and, you know, pursuing that dream.
Yeah, the Lakers have a couple of Sioux kids in the lineup, too. Chase Gamlin, who has played all but maybe one game this season, and Ashton Calder has been a real fixture since he came in as a freshman. That's a high-end player who plays with an edge. He's going to be a really good player. He's already a good player, and he's just a sophomore. So Sault Ste. Marie well-represented this weekend. There'll be three locals in the lineup.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I said, I think for us, that's been a big focus, something that we never kind of seem to find enough time to get our team out there and doing things. But, you know, we are trying to make sure we're involved with youth hockey, getting our players out there. It seems like schedules have changed. I think when I played, night classes were a pretty rare thing. And now I think every one of our guys have at least one or two night classes. So it's a much harder these days, the way schedules have changed in universities to get guys over to the local rinks. But with Thanksgiving around the corner, we'd like to make a little push there to get our guys out with our local youth players. I get to be over at Big Bear every Tuesday, Thursday with my own son. So, we want to make sure hockey grows. I think that the game down the road at GFL Memorial Gardens, some of you followed that news. To me, that was a big part of this game being there, was just celebrating Sioux hockey on both sides of the border. We want to keep kids playing. You know, numbers all over can vary a little bit, and our numbers dip in some birth years, but we want to keep this game strong. This is a hockey community, and, we want to make sure we're doing our part to keep kids loving the game, excited to see the game, and hopefully be a Laker one day down the road as well.
You look at special team play between these two teams, and it's always tough to measure this. For one thing, Ferris hasn't played as many games as Lake Superior, also hasn't played on the road at Michigan and Notre Dame, so it's tough to say anything about it, but you always look at the figures. We call it a tail of the tape every pregame and try to figure out who might have an advantage. Ferris State's clicking at 21.7% on the power play right now. The Lakers are at a about 5%. It's been a real struggle there. PK, they're about even, 88, 87%, both of them. So penalty kill's been pretty good for Lake Superior and against some really good power play, some high-end stick skill players. So, you know, I think probably the concern right now for you as a coaching staff is to figure out that power play. We could use a few more goals there.
Yeah, no question. You know, that's been a challenging, and you and I have talked about that quite a bit as well. You know, the last two or three years, we've come out of the gates at, you know, 30, 35%, and, you know, then guys adjusted and did some things, and, you know, we slowed down a little bit. So we did approach it differently and, you know, didn't put as much focus early on. That was by design, and, you know, I'm not sure it was the right call. Obviously, when you're sitting at 5%, it's maybe not. I know, like, the Kaibel goal came a second after, so there's been a couple things that number's, you know, not always 100% accurate, but we need to be better. I thought Louis Bedoin made a great play at Notre Dame, back door to Colin Sockerman for a real nice tap-in goal. You know, I think the unit I've been working with lately is showing some signs and getting there. But yeah, you have to cash in. It's not enough just to look good or create some chances. You have to find a way to score on it. So, you know, we're starting to put a little bit more time and focus on that as we approach WCHA play. I do think we have the ability to go on a run, and our overall number might not get to 30-35, but I think we can go on a segment here where we can grow that and really have it, you know, winning games for us. So that's the focus here. One of the focuses is to get that rolling and find the right personnel to make that happen.
Explain for the fans who are listening who don't come to practice every day and see what's going on, how you break down a practice session, what you do maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what you concentrate on, and not in detail, but sure, just in general. And how much time would you spend in a week working on power play and PK?
Yeah, well, there's never enough. Those are hard things to work on because, you know, when you look at it, so power play, there's basically 10 guys. You might have an 11th or 12th rotating in, but there's 10 guys that are involved in those units. So you have, you know, 18 other guys that you have to build a mock penalty kill. It slows your practice way down. So those are challenging things. So those are things typically we do at the end of practice. This early in the year where practices are a little bit longer, we'll flood the ice, go in, watch a little bit of video, come back out so you have fresh ice to work on, which again is stretching practice out, making practice longer. But typically, you know, penalty kill is done on a Tuesday, which is more of our defensive focus day. Also 5-on-5. Wednesday is our power play day, which again is more of a little bit more of an offensive focus. And then certainly there's a lot of video sessions with those groups, with individuals working on those areas. But yeah, in general, Tuesday is a little bit more of our defensive focus day. Wednesday is a little bit more of our offensive focus day. Monday is going to be a little bit more of a skill development day. Also, depending on what the road trip was, if you're at home, obviously you guys are rested, recovered, can get a little bit more in depth, a little bit more battle. Coming off a bus trip where you get home at 4 or 5 in the morning, you know, you're a little bit worried about rest recovery on the Monday off of Notre Dame, something like that. And then Thursday is a little bit more just flow. You get up and down, you know, try to feel good going into the weekend. Fairly quick practice with a lot of pace, a lot of puck touches.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea for getting ready to play. And the difference in playing at home and playing on the road, sometimes it's really good to go on the road, especially early in the season if you've got a lot of new players, etc., because it melds the guys. They kind of get used to each other. They're living together and staying in a hotel rather than in apartments or houses or wherever they live when they're at home. But it's always nice to be home too. You get an extra practice day, you get a more relaxed session, the guys know their routine. And you know, these guys nowadays are so much like pros. They try to be like pros. They try to drink right, eat right, sleep right, be ready to play. It's easier to do that at home, I think, than it is on the road.
It is, you know. And the only maybe you know, challenge, I guess, is that Friday schedule. You know, because a lot of our guys have Friday classes, it's a little bit of a disrupted day. Obviously, they're students first, and they need to go to class and attend. But on the road, you would just go to your pregame skate, you'd have a meal, you'd nap, do your normal routine. So Friday's a little bit more challenging, but no, there's more time. You know, even on the road, Thursday night when you practice, you only have 60 minutes, so there's, you know, you're always rushed. You're coming off a bus, things like that. So it is. It's good to be home, and guys are excited about it. And we've got a little extra time here to clean up some areas, and I think we're trying to take advantage of that. You and I spoke, I think last weekend at some point that the team's in a good place. You know, they really believe in themselves. We believe in this team. Again, frustrated, yes. Disappointed, yes. But we believe we have the right guys in this locker room to get this thing going. And again, that's why Friday is so important to get WCHA play underway. We have to come out with our best 60 minutes of the year.
All righty. It's all going to happen Friday and Saturday nights. Ferris State will be here. We're going to be honoring the mayor, the outgoing mayor, Tony Bospas, on Saturday night. Pre-game, he's going to drop the puck. Here's a guy who spent a lot of time supporting Laker sports, especially hockey. He loves this team. He'll come to practices and sit there 2-3 days a week, just sitting upstairs watching what you're doing on the ice. And that's because he's a fan. And, it's nice to have the mayor be like that. He's been in office for 18 years as mayor. 26 years he's put into public service, counting the school board and being a city commissioner. And he's going to retire from all of that now after all that service. But I guarantee you, he'll still be at practice. He'll still be at every game. He'll still be at every Laker basketball game. He's a big fan.
Yes, and what a great job he's done in his public service for our community. Obviously because of his relationship with the university and Laker hockey, I've gotten to know Mayor Bospas pretty well in my 6 years here, and just can't thank him enough for all he's done. He's a pretty common stop in our recruiting. When we have a recruit in, we get to go up and introduce him to the mayor, and he sits and watch practice. Like that's pretty powerful. That hockey is so important in this community that our mayor loves to be around. So he'll be greatly missed. I know Saturday. A pregame. We're hoping to have Mayor Bospas come address the team, announce the starting lineup before that puck drop, and really just try to show him how much he means to our program and what he means to our community. So those years are, it's a lot of sacrifice to be a public servant. We really appreciate all he's done for us.
Boy, I'd like to be there for that. He'd be so nervous doing that. It's incredible. But I tell you, Damon, we're out of time here this morning. Good luck this weekend. Ferris State coming in. Going up against Bob Daniels and company, that'll be a challenge right there. They'll be tough. Even without Lucas Finner in there on Friday night, they'll still give you all you want, and let's hope our guys are really ready to go.
Yeah, looking forward to a great weekend. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. We'll see some of you around the neighborhoods out trick-or-treating, but have a safe and happy Halloween, and we look forward to seeing you Friday night at Taffy Able. Go Lakers.
That's another Laker Hockey Talk. Bill Crawford, Damon Whitten on ESPN 1400.
You've been listening to Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. Brought to you by H&R Block and Parker Ace Hardware. Join us again soon for another edition of Laker Hockey Talk on ESPN 1400. WKNW, Sault Ste. Marie's sports leader.